الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. After we should try and always refresh our minds with the purpose for which we are here, and that we tried to discuss yesterday, today Jummah time again, and then besides that there are now other things that we also should try and keep in mind, that is the value of this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has put three things, great ni'mat for us together. One is the month of Ramadan, that inshallah we'll try and discuss, and then together with that is the Quran Sharif, which is associated with the month of Ramadan, and this is also for the whole ummah. Wherever the ummah is, Ramadan is there, and also the Quran Sharif is there. And the value of the month of Ramadan, it appears, is because the Quran Sharif and all other heavenly scriptures were revealed during this month. Like for example, in a place, the governments of countries also make a monument at a certain place, because an event took place in there. At a certain time we celebrate that. Everyone, his birthday, he regards it with a great value. For example, the day a person graduated from the Darul Uloom, that day he remembers, this was the day I graduated. So the time when the Quran Sharif was revealed, Allah celebrated this occasion. Ramadan is really a time of celebration, spiritual celebration. And that of course is not celebration how we celebrate, but Allah has prescribed this celebration. And for ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, there are two ways to express our appreciation. One is, we have aqiqah also, we have walima also. After a nikah, there is a walima feast. When a child is born, there is an aqiqah feast. This is by way of eating, celebrating in that way. Then there is another way of celebrating, and that is by fasting. Fasting is also a way of celebrating. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, got his citizenship to stay in Saudi Arabia, he kept rozas for 40 days in celebration of this great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala had given him. So the fasting is a way of celebrating also. And also fasting is a way of getting the anwarat from Allah Ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah to Mount Sinai, Mount Tur, and then Allah Ta'ala told him to fast. He fasted for 30 days and then he made miswak. So Allah said, fast another 10 days again. So this fasting is the cleansing of the inner self, and then the barakat of the Quran Sharif, the barakat of all tilawat, zikr, dua, etc. Then a person will get it when he is spiritually cleansed. So roza, fasting, is also a spiritual bath by which we bath ourselves. Then now we can get all the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has promised. So these are two great things which Allah has put together for the whole ummah. The month of Ramadan and then the Quran Sharif. And this month of Ramadan is the celebration of this Quran Sharif. So we have by celebrating it by keeping roza, and then having the whole Quran Sharif recited at night again. And whether it is in one night, whether it is in, but every night for the 29, 30 nights, Quran Sharif will be recited, and it will be recited in Jamaat, in Taraweeh. This is also the celebration. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these two great treasures. Ni'm al-raqib wa ni'm al-markab. That the conveyance you are riding is also a very honorable conveyance, the month of Ramadan. And the rider in this conveyance, that is also very honorable, the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is also so valuable, and the month of Ramadan is also so valuable. So two great things Allah has put together for the whole ummah. And the third thing, for example, those people who are gone for Umrah. A Umrah in the month of Ramadan is equal to the sawab as making Umrah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So So they've got a great additional value of virtue and value as well. And then this month of Ramadan is particular to make one's tazkiyah, to acquire taqwa. So those who are engaged in with this in their mind, that my tazkiyah must be done, like spending time in any khanqa, and with this that my tazkiyah must be done, my islah must be made. So this is another very great additional value also. And of before, we what we don't know. But in our time, this great reward goes to Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who used to have his khanqa, especially throughout the year, but in Ramadan, particular emphasis. And Hadrat has explained also how it started. First, Hadrat only used to humbrawa his Quran Sharif, but then slowly people or other people also started coming. They wanted to listen to the Quran Sharif. Then Hadrat said, they are coming, so let them have spiritual benefit. Then the khanqa, the trend started. And this we also having our khanqa, that is also in the footsteps of our Shaykh Awwal, Hadrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. And most of the programs are almost just as close as they used to be in Hazrat's time, whether it was in Saharanpur, whether when Hadrat came here to Stanger or to any other place. So Hadrat used to stress a lot, and he used to write letters to his friends before Ramadan, that 11 months we have allowed to pass by just like that. And by friends here I mean by ulama who are teaching in Darul Uloom, who are teaching hadith, etc. So he says 11 months we have allowed to pass just like that. 1 month let it pass, let us pass it in making our lives worthy for the akhirah. Of course, teaching hadith, and our buzurgs, their nazar, their gaze is very, very far. Maulana Chinyoti Rahmatullah Ali was a master in fighting Qadianism. He also became ba'at to Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Hadrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki brought him. Da'amat barakatuhum. He told Hadrat, Maulana wants to become ba'at. He said, very good, let him become ba'at. Made him ba'at. After that he asked him, what work do you do? So that wazifas are given according to every individual, his work, his occupation, etc. So he said, I fight the Qadianis. Wherever I find they are raising their head somewhere, I make sure I go there, give bayans, etc., distribute literature, etc. So Maulana told him, you only got one wazifa, the same wazifa which you are doing. So in that will be your taraqqi, in that will be your progress, your spiritual progress. So according to his condition, Hadrat had given him his wazifa. So anyway, so Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had initiated this, as far as my limited knowledge is concerned, in our time. Of course, by Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, also there was a Khanqa Silsila in Ramadan which used to carry on, and still today it is carrying on there. In fact, now in two places, where Maulana Muhammad, Maulana Asad Sahib's son, Damat Barakatum, he also has his khanqa, and Maulana Arshad, the son of Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he also has his khanqa. And now many places it has started. So the thing is that for those people who go for the islah, and particularly they want to have the islah made, make the bond more stronger to Allah, with Allah Ta'ala. So this is a third thing that is added to the two other primary ni'mats which Allah has given the ummah. So we should, you know, we have to make triple shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Besides the other ni'mats, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats are la tuhsa wa la ta'ud, that no individual, Allah's ni'mats which are on him himself, he cannot count them, he cannot even ever encompass them. Allah's ni'mats are so many billions which we are not aware of. Every second Allah's billions ni'mats are upon us. So we have to make lot of shukr. Just by the way, one great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which Allah has blessed all of us, and it is right in front of our eyes, but perhaps none of us have seen it till today. And that is, what do you call this over the eye? Eyelid. The eyelid. One person met up with an accident. In the accident, he lost his eyelids. He had to wash his eyes 100 times a day, the dust that was collecting in the eyes. And then he realized the value of the eyelid, and that we are always, a person is unconsciously blinking his eyes all the time. It is to keep this dust out all the time. So those namat is right in front of the eye, touching the eye, so close to the eye, but unfortunately we don't see this namat. We are blind to this namat, which is, then where are we going to see the billions of namats which are within our body, which are in our immediate environment and surroundings. So Allah's namats we cannot imagine. However, these are three very clear namats which we should make very great shukr. And shukr is of two kinds. Shukr al-lisani, that is with our tongue, which also is very important. That also. And then to use that namat for what it is, that is another shukr. To use it in the correct way and to use it for what it is meant. And to use it as it is supposed to be used. So the Quran Sharif, if we are just, it's just there in the shelves, we are not reading the Quran Sharif, then that is, though we say a billion times that I make shukr to Allah for this ni'mat of the Quran Sharif, but we don't even read it. We read it, but we don't practice upon it. Then also the shukr is not complete, that we haven't brought the teachings of the Quran Sharif in our lives. That also is not complete. So that is also necessary, that we make shukr. The month of Ramadan, if we go around and we are talking so much the month of Ramadan, what a great month, but we're not keeping rozas, and we're not observing the month, that is not shukr. So shukr lisani also, and together with that, by our actions also, we must make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So with regard to the month of Ramadan, this hadith, though it will be recited after Isha also, but it is such an important hadith, so valuable. We'll try and go through it a little bit. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has given a commentary on it, but also unfortunately, when something becomes so common, mutadawil, it is between us all the time, we don't really appreciate it. We read it, we listen to it, but it's just like for barakat, just like for passing time. But the actual message of it doesn't seem to seep down. For example, Allah so lot fazal karam ihsan, that how many students complete hifz in the darnum, all the darnum, who complete the alim course, who complete the qiraat course, etc. Very long ago, we were also one jalsa, and one person, an Egyptian person who's in Australia, Sheikh Abdullah, he was here with us at that time. And when the students were completing, and that time there weren't still as many as now, that one person reads and all read after him, because to let every individual read, how the time, that time there weren't still so many, and every individual was reading, and they were just being passed off one after the next one, next one. He became quite angry and upset. He says, a boy has become hafiz of the Quran, and like no due importance is being given to it. That he's just being passed on, one after the other, they're just being passed on. So because it is so common with us, we lose track of what a great achievement it is. But in those countries, at that time, in Australia, there wasn't a single hafiz. So they appreciate it more. So many times when a namat becomes quite common, then we tend to forget the value of it also. So inshallah, we'll just go through this hadith and see what great value Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained with regard to the month of Ramadan. And then that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this bayan, it was before Ramadan, at the end of Shaban. This shows again how much to draw our attention towards the importance of Ramadan. From the beginning of the year, which is Muharram, Allah beautifies Jannat every year for the coming of Ramadan. That a great occasion is coming. So 8 months before, Allah, Jannat, how beautiful is it? But Allah beautifies it even more. Every year Allah beautifies it more and makes it more beautiful for the coming of Ramadan. So that shows how important it is. Then towards the end of Jamadi ul-Ukhra, About 2 months, just more than 2 months before Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That the importance of Ramadan again. And then again, coupled with that, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. That we don't have ill health, etc. If there is a mishap with us, with anyone in the family, an accident, may Allah protect us. The whole program of Ramadan will go haywire. Now instead of coming for Taraweeh, we'll be going to the hospital. We will be occupied with other things. So we have to beg, because this occasion was so special that, on the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he took a morsel of food, he wouldn't know whether it will reach his mouth. He would think mort can come in between. If he made salam on the one side, he would say that I don't know if I'll make the salam on the other side. But and he had no love for dunya's life. When Allah, where every Nabi, when Malakul Maut comes to him, Malakul Maut has to offer him, do you prefer to stay in the world or do you want to come to Allah Ta'ala? Malakul Maut is not allowed to take their ruh just like that. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la. You are my great friend, I prefer coming to you, returning to you. How much? When our Islah connection with Allah will be made, we will be desirous of maut. We won't be frightened of maut, we won't be frightened to think about maut. We will desire maut. And that is a sign. Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge that joins a lover to his beloved. And if we really have love for Allah, we will look forward to going to Allah Ta'ala. If a person wants to stay in this dunya with the love of Allah, it won't be for dunya, but it will be for deen's sake, to practice on deen, to spread deen, etc. For that he will want to be in this dunya. Otherwise, his connection will be just there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had desired for maut, how much? But for Ramadan, then he made dua that keep me safe till Ramadan. And let Ramadan be safe for me. One is one problem from our side. One is a problem that has nothing to do with us. For example, may Allah save us. The floods which are in Pakistan. All those hafiz, the alims, masjids are washed away. How is their Ramadan going? So Allah protect us for Ramadan and protect Ramadan for us also. And then whatever we have acquired, it means we have to acquire something and Allah keep it with us. That condition, وَسَلِّمْنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. That in future also we stay safe with what we have earned. So it shows, all this shows, and so many hadith. Yeah, Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted quite a number of hadith, all to show the great value of Ramadan. So we should try and set this into our hearts, into our minds, that this is Ramadan. And this is how Ramadan should come to a person. There was one journalist who was very familiar, very close to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and like a very personal friend, and he should speak very freely and openly to Hazrat. So he came, and whenever he used to pass Saharanpur, he should make a point to come and meet Hazrat and also brief him up with the events which are taking place around, etc. So he came in the beginning days of Ramadan and he wanted to meet Hazrat. And he was like a very free person, he could go any time by Hazrat. But they told Hazrat, it's now at the moment, I'm rawing Quran to somebody. So they said, well, he asked when? He said, a bit later. When he came later, Hazrat is hamraing Quran to somebody else. Again, the whole day passed like that. Hazrat is occupied here, Hazrat is occupied there. So then, by the door of Hazrat's room, he shouted loudly because he was so free. He said, Ramzan comes to us also. But Ramzan doesn't come like a fever to us. That for you, Ramzan, whole day, you just occupied in Quran Sharif, in all the majlis, etc. But for us, we have lot of time for other things also. So Ramzan is to come to a person in such a way that it overtakes that person. That is, Iman should overtake a person. Ramadan should overtake a person. And also if we go and see, Allah reward our akabir, our aslaf, what great insight Allah had blessed them with. The academic year of the Darul Ulooms, they started it after Ramadan. About roughly 10 days usually after Ramadan the year starts. And then the first holiday that comes is in Bakri Eid. about 10 days holiday is given. And why the 10 days holiday? Because the ibadat from the 1st of Dhul Hijjah till the 13th, in fact, the 13th, that ibadat is of such nature that it is almost impossible to fulfill its rights together with the Darul Uloom's rights. Whether the ustad who is teaching or the student who is learning, for him to make his mutala, takrar, etc., and then do the ibadat of those 10 days, the rozas of those days, and the going to get your animal, looking after the animal, all those things, together with the sabaks, it was almost impossible. So they didn't give a holiday. They changed only the ibadat system, they changed. That from the ibadat of knowledge, they changed it to the ibadat of the rozas and the qurbani, etc. of those days. So those 2 weeks, till the 12th, 13th, so you can say till the 14th, 2 weeks of that, they gave this holiday. During the week, they gave 1 day holiday, and that is Friday. And Friday also, because the ibadat of Friday is so special, which is difficult to do with the acquiring of knowledge. Knowledge is a fundamental ibadat of our deen. So very, very important, the acquisition of knowledge, because the deen depends, our deen is not thinking. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, people traveling on a train, then they say, let us have some deeni guftago, deeni discussion. And they are eating popcorn, or they are eating chevro or peanuts. And they are passing their opinions, I think this is like this, and I think like that. Deen is not eating popcorn and chevro and peanuts. Deen is a very serious matter. Deen is not smoking a cigarette, reclining on the couch, we have got no beard, etc. Our dressing is totally alien to Islam, and we're talking of, we're giving fatwas there. And our fatwas are based on our thinking. What I think, that is my fatwa. And we are passing criticism on the muftis who are giving their fatwas on Quran and Hadith. Those muftis whose lives have been devoted for knowledge, not only for deen, but for the department of knowledge of deen. And what is known as the fine print, the juziyat, their nazar is on all those small things also. And we criticizing them. And who are we to criticize? What are our qualifications? So deen is a very serious matter. And we have to observe deen in the correct way. So Ramadan Sharif, we shouldn't spend it that for all our discussions, etc. Some people, all this discussions, etc. And what was I saying? Ji, jazakumullah. Gee, so Friday was a special day, and so therefore they devoted it for, they made a holiday for it. So it's not a holiday, what we think of as a holiday, but it was so that the ustads, the students, could observe Jummah as Jummah is supposed to be observed. And all the very special amal of Jummah can be observed. That is why they made it a free day. And then after that, the next holiday, in our many of our Darul Ulooms, especially in UP, Darul Ulum, Dioban, etc., till today, the next holiday is of Ramadan. Because again, Ramadan is such a month that to fulfill the rites of Ramadan and to fulfill the rites of learning is almost impossible. If you do the one, you are going to harm the other one. Like students who want to get married while they are studying, some of them who ask advice, we discourage them until they complete their studies. Because your wife, she also has got rights, and you have rights on yourself also with regard to marriage. To fulfill those rights and the rights of the studies is almost impossible. It cannot be done the two. If you're going to fulfill the one, the other one, if you fulfill the rights of your studies, your wife will say, I'm staying alone, I need company, I can't be alone. You yourself have got your desires. You can't fulfill all your desires also. And Hadhrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was very particular. And those people who have got the understanding of deen, that once nikah is made, then rukhsati should be done immediately. Because now that both of them have got feelings within themselves. And that feelings now, it is jais for themselves to be with one another. And Allah wants to see the happiness of them also. So they should be with one another, enjoy themselves, which Allah has made jais and halal, and they get that full enjoyment. This is a great ibadat. Hazrat Ji was very opposed that if the rukhsati, the girl is comes later, after 3 months, 6 months, after a year or something, or for any other reason, that after nikah they are not together. They must be together after the nikah. That is what is the object of nikah. So anyway, a student, when he gets married, he can't fulfill the rights of himself, of his wife, of his studies properly. And neither, in the same way, if Ramadan, there are studies also. You can't fulfill the rights of this, your studies. And if you go to Ramadan, you can't fulfill the rights of Ramadan if you are studying. So a person should devote himself. So Ramadan is that month that they close the Darul Ulooms. The very purpose for which they collected money, build the big buildings, but to a Friday they close the doors. And Eid time, Bakrid, they close the doors. Ramadan, they close their doors. Now there is another very important. From here, another very important principle also comes out, that we should see always when there are two things clashing with one another, then we must be able to prioritize. Which is now the more important thing? The education, fundamental. And if you have to give bayans or read up the kitabs on the importance of knowledge, you'll think there is nothing else but knowledge. So important it is. And when it comes to Ramadan and the ibadat of Ramadan, when you see that, but our aslaf, on whom we have our full aqidah, and we believe Allah has blessed them with through and through guidance, and the right way, they gave preference to the ibadat of Ramadan. And they close the doors of the Darul Ulum. Otherwise, like for example, it comes famous that your lesson sabaks, there should be never any naga. You should never miss a sabak. So if the question comes, Friday you missing your sabak, Bakrid time you missing sabaks, sabaks should carry on. But this is more important. So therefore, let us try and establish within ourselves and understand. And when we know the value of it, then we will attach ourselves so much accordingly. If the value of Ramadan is not there, so many people don't keep roza. Somewhere, how many keep roza? But roza is just staying hungry. They don't fulfill the rights of roza. There is no tilawat. There is no change in their lives. During Ramadan, there is no change. After Ramadan, there is no change. If we didn't change ourselves in Ramadan, how are we going to change ourselves out of Ramadan? Just like our children, especially the girls, they are young girls, and we don't put ijar trouser on for them, we don't put a scarf on for them. Now when the child becomes 10, 11 years, now we want the child to wear a trouser. She never wore a trouser whole life. How is she going to wear it now? We want her to be in burqa now, in parda. How is she going to be in parda? That child who was wearing trouser all along, who was wearing a scarf on her head, she can go into parda now. When now she's 10, 11, she's growing up now, what is called siyani, she's coming to know the things of being a woman, of being a girl. When she becomes conscious of that time, from that time already the laws of parda apply already, not only from when she becomes baligh. But if she was brought up like that, if she wasn't brought up like that, how is she going to observe parda? So these things are important. A boy who never wears a kurta, he's wearing all western clothes, etc., all funny types of clothing, and now you expect him suddenly to wear clothes, to wear a kurta, etc. And how our mind and our thinking has gone so corrupt that when a child is born, say it's a day old or 2-3 days old, and we put on a dress like a Christian's dress, a Jew's dress, that dressing on the child. That little boy also, a small knicker, a small little trouser, a skipper, nobody will say anything, even the pious people in the family. But you put a burqa on that little child, you put a trouser on that child, and you let that boy wear a kurta, even the pious people would say, from now kurta already. For a western non-alien dress, nobody will say, from now you're making him look like a... And it comes in the hadith, every child is born on fitrat. Then it is the parents who make the child a Christian or a Jew. But nobody says you're dressing the child like a Christian from now. You're dressing the child like a Jew from now. But when you dress the child according to sunnah as a Muslim, everyone has got an objection. Good people, pious people, they got objections on this. So what to say about the other people? So it is how we make our lives, then the end will come. Tamutun kama tahyun. Our mort will come, how we lived in this world. وتحشرون كما تموتون, and we will be raised up, how our mort came. So in that sense, as far as asbab, our akhirat is in our hands. How we going to live our life here, like that our mort will come. And how our mort will come, Allah will raise us up like that on the day of Qiyamah. So it is necessary that we realize the value of these things. And Ramadan Sharif, that we put it into our hearts, deep into our hearts. If we who are here for itikaf, we who are attached to the masjid all the time, if the value of Ramadan is not in our hearts, we are, while we are sitting here, we are not observing the rules of itikaf, for example, and then our time is not spent correctly, there isn't tilawat, we are gossiping, we are talking all the time, then what can we expect of the people of outside? So we ourselves, we should realize it even more, what this great month is. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our deen, has made the full arrangement. The whole thing is offered to us. We have got no excuse. It is for us for the taking now. So may Allah Ta'ala put it into our hearts, inshallah. So with regard to this, An Salman radiallahu anhu, qala khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fi akhiri yawmin sha'ban. The last day of Shaban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Ramadan came, stressed on us what a month is coming, so that we could realize. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his majlis, gave a special khutbah for this, especially for the month of Ramadan. And he said, Ya Yuhannas, and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the whole of mankind, not only the believers, but for the whole of mankind. قَدْ أَظَلُّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. That a month has cast its shadow over you. This month is a very great month. And as the hadith we will go through, and we will see what a great month. And it is a month full of blessings also. It is a very great month. Like for example, if our son, the wedding of the child, or the graduation of a child, how much importance. This month of Ramadan is Shahrullah, is the month of Allah. What is the importance of this month? If it can come into our hearts, we realize that this month is a very great, azim month. And it is a Mubarak month, the barakat of this month, the greatness of this month, which should come into our hearts. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. It is a month in which there is one night better than 1,000 months, not equal to, better. And 1,000 months translates into 83 years and 4 months. One night is better than 83 years and 4 months, and more also. So what a great month it is. And that was the night when the Quran Sharif was revealed. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah had revealed the Quran Sharif, so that value, so see the value of the Quran Sharif. It made that time so valuable in which it was. And not only that one night, it made that whole month, because that event took place in that night of that month, the whole month became so valuable. In the month of Rajab, it is because of the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Sha'ban is because of Laylatul Bara'at. So these things have given value not only for that one occasion, for that one specific time, but it made the whole precincts of it also so valuable. So great is this month. Shahrun ja'alallahu siyamahu farida. Allah made the rozas of this month a faraz. And Allah has made those things for us which are the most important and necessary. Whatever is the most important for mankind, Allah has made that freely available and for everyone. The most important thing we need as far as our lives are concerned is oxygen, air. Allah made it, wherever you go there is oxygen. And oxygen goes till about 500 miles off the earth. Still there Allah has kept oxygen. Becomes less and less all the time, but Allah has kept oxygen everywhere for a person. You close your doors, your windows in winter, but Allah made sure oxygen is still there for you also. Because if you don't get oxygen, and that is also a ni'mat with which we cannot live, but we don't see, we don't recognize, we don't acknowledge the ni'mat. Water is another great ni'mat, but even a Muslim who is one who needs most water for istinja, for bathing, we need water a lot. But you can live without water, you can make tayammum, you can stay without oxygen, you cannot stay. Allah made it freely available. In the same way, in deen, the most important things, the kalima la ilaha illallah, which is the most important, that Allah made it freely available. And it is so great, the kalima, that afzal zikr la ilaha illallah, the greater zikr, as long as there is one person to take Allah's name, the whole world will remain intact. And not only the world will remain intact, but all the services of the world, the winds will blow, the rains will come, earth will remain on its place, as long as there's one person to take Allah's name. So how valuable is that? So this is a month which is in which Allah's Allah made the rozas for us, which was on the one side to celebrate the honor of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala, like for example on Eid's day, to make Ishraat namaz is not permissible, whether it's in the Eidgah or at home, because that occasion which is coming, the Eid namaz, it is so great, so no other namaz. Once Fajr time comes in, besides the two sunnats of Fajr, you can't make any other namaz now, because the honor of that time now, the great namaz of Fajr, the two faras are going to come, and now you have to get ready for that. So for the honor of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gave us, keep rozas, so that you celebrate, you honor the revelation of the Quran Sharif. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلَةِ تَطَوَّعَ And the nights Allah Ta'ala made it that we should make our Taraweeh, and which is in Sunnah Muakkada, our Taraweeh. And Hadrat has explained the importance of it, that it is not for us the Taraweeh, but Allah has made it very, very important. So by night, again, if a person will think a little bit, he will see that according to our thinking, that when we kept rozas, now you are tired, you are hungry, and the whole day you kept rozas, so now no Isha also tonight. Because you have a good meal now, you kept roza and go sleep away. But no, Allah Ta'ala did not make it. Allah who is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah did not make Isha, only two rakats tonight. Miss out the sunnats also, and go and sleep. No, full Isha. And then together with that, 20 rakats. And not short alam tara. What is actually required is full Quran Sharif must be recited. So that is what Allah wanted for the night. So what a celebration of the Quran Sharif. That in the day you cleansed yourself. And if we keep rozas properly, not only physically, that we stay away from food, drink, but we kept the rozas of the eyes, the tongue, etc. We cleansed ourselves. Then at night in Taraweeh, the noor of Taraweeh will come in that person. But if a person is dirty, if a person is having his nikah made, this Sunday for example, Yawmul Ahad, 11 o'clock, and in 10 o'clock, half past 10, he's working under his car. He's got his overall on with grease and oil on it. And he comes with that into the masjid, yeah. People will chase him away from the door. In this condition, we want to come. So for Taraweeh, if we are dirty still, then how can we get the anwarat? That's why we don't enjoy our Taraweeh. It's like a burden. How many places in the world they made it 8 rakats, and not only 8 rakats. One friend of ours, Haji Ahmad Lambat, rahmatullah alayh, very pious person he was, and he was a lawyer by profession, but very, very pious person also. He passed away and is buried in Jannatul Ma'ala, which is very difficult to get a place in Jannatul Ma'ala. Anyway, he explains one time he went to Beirut, Lebanon, and it was Ramzan Sharif, and in Wattin, the surah, Wattin, the imam made 8 rakats in Wattin. And after that, now he was pious, he likes his wazifas and his reading, etc. The caretaker of the masjid came and told him, come, you have to go, you have to lock up the masjid. If this is the condition, then what happened in Beirut had to happen. When we don't appreciate Allah's ni'mat, then what happens, what has to happen, we blame the non-Muslims for everything. But it is our own doings that we bring things upon ourselves. So if this is the condition, so how many places in the world, 8 rakats taraweeh, and quick, just rushing through it. But if we cleansed ourselves, and we start getting the anwarat, the enjoyment, then we'll enjoy taraweeh. Then we will appreciate the recitation of the Quran Sharif, and we will get enjoyment. So by day, Allah made us to be cleaned. At night, now that you are ready for your marriage to Allah Ta'ala, for your marriage to the Quran Sharif, you became clean, now you'll get that anwarat. But if we come dirty, our rozas, we stayed hungry, but we didn't look after our eyes, we didn't look after our tongue, we didn't look after our ears, all the other things, we are still covered with filth and dirt. Taraweeh is a burden for us. We don't want to be. Such a person himself don't want to go in a park, pure place. He wants to stay in the dirty place rather. He will enjoy there. So Allah gave us the rozas and then gave us how to benefit from the rozas. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ كَانَكَ مَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى. Allah made a nafil equal to a faraz in this month. And a faraz is such a thing. You can make one faraz hajj in your life. You can make every year hajj after that, but it can't be the faraz hajj. A faraz, Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi writes that whole life's ibadat in one form, like for example, namaz, tahajjud, ishraq, jasht, awwabin, salatul hajjah, salatul shukr, all the namazes, whole life's nafil cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz. Faraz is faraz. If we can realize it, what the 2 faraz of fajr, what the value of it is. Many people, we don't do our faraz, but nafil. And not only nafil, reading pansuras. Many people got a habit to read lot of wazifas, but the faraz they are not conscious of. So the faraz is the most important. If you read no nafils also, and no wazifas also, but your faraz, that is the most important. So whole life's nafil rozas cannot equal 1 faraz roza. Whole life's nafil hajj cannot equal 1 faraz hajj. So faraz is so great, and this is a month, the whole month, that Allah makes a nafil equal to a faraz in this month. So how valuable, isn't it? We can read so many nafil namazes, and Allah is giving the reward of a faraz namaz in this month. So valuable Allah Ta'ala has made even the nafil. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةٍ فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهِ. And 1 faraz, Allah made it equal to 70 faraz. What is the value? Allahu Akbar. For example, it comes in a hadith that we make namaz with miswak. That miswak afzalu min 70 salatan. Because of miswak, that namaz becomes better than 70 namazes. Not equal to. What is the value of it? Jummah's ibadat is more greater, Ramzan's ibadat is more greater, and a nafil becomes a faraz becomes to 70 faraz, it is an occasion of acquiring so much from Allah Ta'ala. But that is if we will put it into our hearts. Not just a matter of speaking of it or listening to it, but really we ponder about it and we make dua to Allah to put the value of it into our hearts. Dunya, small things for the benefit of 5 rand. One worker of ours, one time they were coming over the felt here and there were crooks, they held him and caught them, so he ran away, they shot him, and he was in the hospital for so long, until today he's limping. He says, only 2 rand I had on me, and I ran away for 2 rand, and I had to suffer for so much, for so long I didn't work, until today he's limping. So 2 rand has got value in our eyes, but there's great values of deen. We just bypass them. It means nothing to them. We pay no attention. Other things are so much more important for us. So when this will come into our hearts, and that also when the purification, cleanliness of the heart will take place, then these things will have value. Otherwise, other things will have value. Small, petty things of dunya. And in fact, which are not even necessary or even beneficial in our dunya, we'll attach ourselves to those things, even in the month of Ramadan. And this is not only a matter of knowledge. You can be an alim also, a hafiz also, but you'll be occupied in other things. But this is tawfiq from Allah. And when you realize the value, and you have got that talab in you, your heart has been cleansed, then you realize this value. Then these things have meaning for you. So this is such a great month that a nafil becomes a faraz. How many people? They just close their shops in this month. Nothing. What is the shop? Nothing. The month of Ramadan is here. When the ulama close their Darul Ulooms, it's not a holiday. Such an important thing for which they put up the whole building, they did everything. But in this month they close it completely. When everything else is cast aside for this great and auspicious month. And if we had the opportunity to see how our Akabir had passed Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, other of our great Buzurg, Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, today we don't read also. If we read, Hazrat Shaykh has taken so much trouble to write it down, note it down, Akabir ki Ramadan, how our elders had spent Ramadan, we would get some idea of what this great month is. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, and the value may Allah put it in our hearts. Make dua for it, ponder about it, think of it, that the value of Ramadan must come, then automatically everything else will become easy. And if that value is not in our hearts, we can be forced. You can take a horse to the water, but you won't be able to make it drink. And if that value is there, we will run ourselves to the water. And we'll drink all the water when we know the value. May Allah give me and us all the value of this great and honorable month, inshallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.